Hi, and welcome to the All Star Stories podcast. We're featuring stories by Hoffman Boston All Stars in grades kindergarten through fifth. Today's episode is all about travel. Our Hoffman Boston All Stars come from all over the globe. So while some of us might travel short distances, many of our all-stars are traveling around the world. Today, both stories talk about going back to home countries and what kind of adventures that might bring. Our first story comes from Katie and all the ins and outs of getting ready to move back to Saudi Arabia.
I was going to my family in Saudi Arabia. I was so happy. A week before that, we were getting ready, and my dad bought a huge, big truck because that country, Saudi Arabia, we were going to stay in it forever. Like, we had to ship everything and move everything. So then, we shipped everything and moved everything, and we, like, sold some stuff. And then a week before that, we rented a hotel for the last few days before we were gonna leave. It was right next to Tyson Corner. I think it was Hatton. I don't know, Hatton. I think that was the name. Then we bought the flight ticket to Saudi Arabia, Riyadh. And then we were so excited. And then a week after, we went on the plane. We got business class just because, so we can actually sleep good. I watched 3 movies on the flight. I normally watch movies just because, it's, kind of boring because there's no internet on a flight. So, yeah. And the flight was 12 hours long. So, I basically stayed in an airplane and in the air for 12 hours. We arrived. We waited. We got all our bags, and it was not as long as we expected. Just because of COVID, everybody was not at all. They were not, no one was there. But, there was people, on our flight there. But when we got all our luggage, a lot of people started to come. So we didn't take so long. I'm so happy that, we didn't have to wait so long because we went earlier than the other people. And then we were waiting for the driver. My driver was actually my aunt, my dad's sister. Her name is Marina. We arrived. I met one of my favorite people in the world, my aunt Judy, and she's only 3 years older than me. I don't know how. So happy when I knocked on the door, she hugged me to death, and I loved her. And yeah.
Our second story today comes from Vardini, explaining what it's like to move from Arlington, Virginia, back to India, and then back to Arlington, Virginia, and how her friendships have changed and sustained over time.
So I was in Patrick Henry in Dominion Plaza, and when I went to the first day of school, I was really scared what will happen. What will happen means, will I get a friend or not? So I was in debt. When this girl, Fatima, wore glasses, she called out to me, and she said we could play. She was actually very lonely, so I wanted to play with her also. We played, and we became best friends. She gave me cards, and I gave her, too. We were the best of friends at that day. But then, too bad, too sad. I had to go to India. That's when I was on the flight. The flight is a rather fun thing I like to be on because I could see movies and they would give me chocolate in my meals, all my meals I get. And they would give me nice juices. And they would give me activities in Etihad. So we weren't going to India. And when I was in India, I went to a school called Tri-Leaves in Chennai, India. And I was there and I was taking class and was lunch. Well, since everyone's in Chennai, everyone speaks Tamil, which is my language. So we were speaking all that, and I saw Akshara, who was nice, kind of nice. So I went to her, and we talked, and we became friends in time as the time flew past by. And we were on the same bus, so we would talk and play games and sit in the windows and look outside, and it was kind of fun. Then I was pushed off back to America, where I was not in Dominion Plaza, but I was in Dominion Towers now. So I had to change my school. So instead of Patrick Henry, I had changed to Hoffman Boston. So I was in class, and there was this girl who was kind of familiar to me. I did not know. She kind of looked like Fatima with glasses, and she kind of looked like her for some reason. So I had this, not really friend, but I knew her. Her name's Anusha, and she was in a different class. So she told that, where's Ash? And I was like, who's Ash? The girl with glasses in your class, she said. Oh, she is that the Ash? I said, I pointed to Ash. I was not sure if she was actually the girl with glasses I told you before. I said, yes, Ash, Ash, and she came running there. I came too. She was up the hill. There was like a hill spot, and I was down, so I came running too. And she said, oh, hi. Who is this? Oh, Ash, this is Radini, and she's an Indian, just like you, she said. Oh, you're an Indian, Ash said, surprised. Yes, I said, nervously. And she was like, oh, we could be friends. I'm from North India. Where are you from? And I was like, South India. Cool. How about we be friends? Then, we had recess. I'm sorry, we had lunch. So we went to lunch and we talked and became best of friends again, like Fatima too. We would share snacks, and I would give her some, and she would trade me for another. We'd tell jokes, and we would share candies. And she was just like a shadow of Fatima, just real. It was like that, and we would play every second together. And she wasn't on my bus, but she would sit near me. Once or twice, she came on the bus with me, and we had so much fun. We would jump in the bumps, and it would be so cool. And she liked Legos as well, so we would, when she would come to my house for a playdate, we would play Legos, and we would never really fight in playdates, but sometimes we would fight, but, we wouldn't really care because we were really best friends.
That's it for this episode of All Star Stories. Be sure to check back for more stories next time. And until then, peace out.